Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Monday, November 3rd at 10 a.m., we'll be in Stillwater at the Payne County Fairgrounds, where 61 tracts in Payne, Pawnee, Logan, and Noble counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2014 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, and farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we'll take a look at our livestock futures here today. And cattle futures in particular ended up with another positive day yesterday.
They sure did, Dave. We traded positive yesterday. We closed positive yesterday. And interesting enough, several cattle contracts made new session highs yesterday after the 1 p.m. pit closing took place. Now, there is yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. Today is also expiration of the October live cattle futures contract, and we saw choice box beef down 28 cents yesterday, select boxes down 36 cents, and a movement of 101 lows. Cattle kill yesterday estimated at 110,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 47 cents, and our December lean hogs yesterday had their lowest trade in over 2 months. December live cattle closed 57 cents higher yesterday. Jan feeders were up 52 cents, and December lean hogs were down $1.40.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, we take a look at our grain futures as they closed yesterday. The wheat futures, Chicago wheat and the Kansas City wheat were negative. The corn futures negative, but the soybeans mostly positive yesterday.
Well, we saw a tough day yesterday because we started out with most of the grain and the soy contracts making new highs for the current move, as that buying was there in that overnight trade the night before, but then the market started working their way down, and we ended up closing pretty much negative across the board. Now, today is first notice day for November soybean futures. There were no deliveries against the contract. Today is also the last trading session for the month of October, so we could see some positioning today going into the close. And the evening trade was on the mixed side overnight. December Casey wheat is currently down 2.5 cents. December corn down a penny. January soybeans a penny and a half higher. December cotton down 11 points. December crude oil 69 cents lower. The December dollar index is up 47 cents. And December Dow Jones futures up a whopping 192 points this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning and look forward to visiting with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.